Previously on 253 Matilda.
It's done. Our acceleration has ended.
Salish Peters served as our acting mayor last time something like this happened.
Peters is what, 90-something years old?
Out! All of you, get out! I don't want to see you until...
You're developing dementia.
I don't want word of this getting out, understand? Last thing I need is for them to think I'm weak right now.
You can step down.
I need a purpose right now, something to focus me so I don't have to think about my brain disintegrating.
We've still got one deceleration vehicle, the backup vehicle from the last mission, and we've got enough ore. We can explore one last system.
How many years would we be shaving off our future by wasting that ore?
We've got the perfect planet coming up. No contest.
What's that?
Earth.
We haven't heard from Earth in a long time.
It's been about 160,000 years for them.
And then you've got these doomers, the cultists. I'm not comfortable with them. There's a threat they'll take advantage of our newly chaotic situation.
Don't cancel our future!
We have a purpose here. We must fulfill a creed of absolution.
I don't remember what you're talking about or anything else for the last couple hours.
And now.
What's the latest news?
On what, Mayor?
I mean, that anomaly that went back in time. It's been, what, a week? We should know more by now.
A month tomorrow. It's time to move on.
Why?
I'll call Stone for you. He can remind you.
Stone here.
Dr. Stone, I'm being told there's no hope and we should give up about the time anomaly. Eva says you can explain why.
We've sent three robots in. We never get more than a split-second transmission back from the other side. We've had people banging their heads against the wall over this for weeks. But there's no way a handful of people can formulate a whole new theory of physics to account for this thing existing, and then work out a magic trick to turn what's apparently a unidirectional phenomenon into a bidirectional phenomenon.
But that fraction of a second means...
We don't know what it means. We don't know anything. This isn't some hollow where we can throw technobabble at the wall and solve novel physics and save everyone. We're in way over our heads here.
We're wasting our very limited human resources on something futile.
Agreed. We need those people working in the hydroponics bays and gardens.
And on the repair crews.
But someone should still try.
All we can do with the anomaly is keep the cameras and sensors trained on it and wait to see if any of the readings change. If it changes, maybe that'll be a clue and we can re-examine things. So far, it hasn't.
But we lost someone.
We've lost a lot of people.
I mean, in the anomaly thing, who was it?
Chief Tojo.
Yeah, Tojo. We're not gonna leave him behind.
Mayor, maybe you should take a break.
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. After leaving the solar system in the 22nd century, the asteroid 253 Matilda now travels the galaxy at near light speed. For her residents, the journey has been 134 years. For the rest of the galaxy, it's been hundreds of thousands of years. Episode 24, Two Minds.
This conclave is hereby opened. Brothers and sisters, our time is at hand. This world is coming to an end. This isn't just faith, it's now fact. Ore extraction has ended. acceleration has ended. The engines are off forever. The blessed disaster that took out 6 levels was destiny, showing us how quickly the end can come. Showing us that it should come soon. And now, Mayor Peters, a perfect symbol for our society in his twilight years. Mayor Peters has given us a great gift by deciding to use most of the remaining ore on a trip to Earth.
Shepherd Patel, the omens are good, but there are still many people fighting to prolong this world.
Should we take a more active role? To make sure the end comes in our lifetimes.
We held the counter-protest at the birth permit protest. That was active.
Ending birth permits only means things can't go on for more than another century.
Shepherd, you've always taught that to absolve ourselves from the sin of desecrating God's cosmos, we have to experience the final moments ourselves.
That's true. He won't forgive those who die without fully atoning.
So let's atone. Let's end this world now.
We need to gather our strength. There aren't enough of us yet.
There's so many more of us than there were a few weeks ago. How many do we need?
New acolytes need time to settle in and learn our ways. Patience.
There's gotta be something we can do now. Something that at least shaves some years off.
Open action before we have the majority on side is risky. But there's going to be an election soon. And that may be our opportunity. And every day that passes, hungry and frustrated people will come over to us.
I don't think we should accelerate the end at all. It's cheating our way to the promised land.
Accelerating God's plans can't be cheating, sister.
It's what he calls us to do.
The Book of Revelations, the Kali Yuga, the Hadiths. Most of the holy works of Earth told their followers that the end was nigh. So why didn't the end come for them? Because they took it as mere prophecy and failed to understand the call to action. We all agree God wants this world to die, so we should be the ones to kill it.
Mass murder?
Compassionate euthanasia.
Larissa Flint. Can we help you?
Maybe I can help you. I understand your group is dedicated to the end of our world.
That's right.
I believe it's time for this world to end. Past time.
Then you're most welcome here, sister. Sit down.
Thank you.
What did you mean about being able to help us?
Just that I have a knowledge of and access to critical systems.
You'd use your skills to help precipitate the end of days.
This doesn't seem like the Larissa Flint I've known. Should we trust her?
Could she be working for Detective Seatang?
I'm not actually Larissa Flint.
Could've fooled me.
I'm Larissa's twin sister, her clone. You can call me Eckert.
Please, this is a ludicrous cover story.
I think we'd have noticed if you had a clone.
Well, she actually did once, remember? That time she asphyxiated on the surface, just before Mayor Matumbo's election. But it was harvested.
Exactly. Her clone's brain matter, which is to say, my brain matter, was harvested and grafted into Larissa's brain, where I've been forced to live for the last 42 years.
But how is this only suddenly coming to light now?
I was an empty shell at the time of the transplant. I had no experiences, no memory, no sense of self, and most of me was left to rot on the operating table. I lived Larissa's life, her experiences, and I didn't realize I wasn't her.
What changed?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think her retirement played a part. We had more time to reflect, to be introspective. When we disagreed with each other, I could no longer pass it off as rigorous self-criticism. And then she started having these lapses of memory, these periods of time where I'm the one in control.
So you have her memories, but she doesn't have yours? She doesn't know you exist?
That's right.
Why?
I'm not a doctor. Maybe it's just that I'm so used to being the suppressed personality, the helpless observer, while it's new to her.
You still haven't explained why you want to help us.
This life? This world where I'm a ludicrous accident stuck in somebody else's life? I want this to end. I want Larissa to die. I want Stone to die. I want all of you to die. I want this world to die in a manner that atones for what it did to me.
Thank you, Eckert.
Well, I have to say, this warrants further exploration. I'm not comfortable making the big play right now, but you could help us send them a message. But we'll take this up another time, another place.
Mayor, I cannot believe you've abandoned her.
What?
Chief Tojo, I'm told that you've dissolved the team that was studying the anomaly.
I didn't want to. I said they should keep at it as long as it takes. I said we don't leave our people behind. But they told me it's futile. Nothing left to do.
Mayor. You're the mayor. They're supposed to do what you tell them to do, not the other way around.
Hey, excuse me a moment. This is Mayor Peters.
Have a look at this surface camera feed, Mayor.
I don't see anything out of the ordinary.
Exactly. That unnaturally debris-free spot disappeared. Sensors are no longer recording any temporal discrepancies either. Our time down here is perfectly in sync with up there.
What happened?
Nobody knows. But the thing we can't explain is gone now.
Acknowledged. Well, Marissa, I guess that's the end of that.
I guess it is. I'd like to talk with Farrah's son and Father Kim about a memorial service, if you don't mind.
Take all the time you need.
Your 3 o'clock is here, Mayor.
Let him in. Trying to come up with your name.
Ravi Davis.
Why are you here?
The update on repairs you wanted.
Larissa couldn't come herself?
Mayor, Larissa Flint is retired.
So how's that rebuild coming?
I hope you remember we repopulated level 6 a couple weeks ago and level 5 on Thursday. Level 4 is coming along, and we think we can have it ready in a few more days.
That's great. How long to have them all repopulated?
Unfortunately, the work gets tougher the higher we go. Level 3 is going to take at least another month. The top 2 levels have extreme damage. It might be wiser to just consider those 2 levels a loss and seal them up, and expand the lower levels horizontally instead. It'd give us a little buffer zone in case something like this happens again.
But how would we get to the surface?
Not that there's much reason to go to the surface, but through the debris in suits or using the tunnel to the vehicle bay.
Oh, right. That reminds me, weren't we planning a mission to Earth?
You'd better ask Chief Lawrence about that. Now, about those 3 people I asked you to transfer for the repair detail, they told me you still haven't sent them the order.
When did you ask for that?
Thursday. Our conversation in the hall.
I don't remember.
That's the problem. How long do we have to go on with this farce of reporting to a mayor whose mind is half gone?
Out! Get out!
Black.
You're getting worse. You should go see Dr. Singh again.
I'm just a little slow because I haven't had the best sleep. I haven't really forgotten anything, just a little slow to recall. I'm not in the mood for being disrespected by some pipsqueak kid like that.
Once more, we find ourselves holding a service for someone who might or might not be dead. These are the hardest funerals, where you feel like you might be burying someone alive. What we do know with unfortunate certainty is that we've lost her. Wherever and whenever Farrah Tojo may be, there's no way for us to get there. No way for us to see her again. What we're really laying to rest here today is our own hopes and dreams we've been nursing for the past month. Marissa?
Let me tell you all a little bit about my friend Farah. When I first started getting to know her, after she became my sister's apprentice, I couldn't have imagined that this cheery kid half my age could have such depth. She had a keen intellect and thirst for knowledge, paired with such a playful, creative nature that made her a great problem solver. She always had a sort of innocent, instinctual wisdom beyond her years that only grew over the years. She always had the right words to cheer you up. She faced adversity with a smile. My personality is very different from hers, and so are most of my interests, but we discovered we complemented each other perfectly and filled in each other's gaps. I could be forceful and abrasive to stand up for her. She could be gentle and kind for me. Losing her, it leaves a gaping hole in my life. Anton?
I don't want to give up. Until the day I die, I'm going to believe she lived a long and happy life somewhere in our past. We have to draw a line under it, move it to the background, find ways to get on with our lives without her somehow. It's the most challenging thing to carry on, but it has to be done.
In lieu of a body, her friends and family have collected some personal mementos, which we've placed in an urn. We commit this urn full of memories, not into the ground, because that's not what Farah Tojo was about, but rather into the stars where she lived and dreamed. When I press this button, the urn will be shot off faster than escape velocity to begin an eternal voyage of solitude. You can see it on the screen now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's done. Goodbye, Farah Tojo.
Can I talk to you for a moment?
Sure, Marissa. What's up?
It's about my sister.
Oh? You've been spending a lot of time with her, living and working together now?
Sometimes she's normal. Other times it's like I'm looking at a complete stranger.
How so?
She gets so cold, and it feels like she's really angry about something, but she won't say what. And then a few hours later, she doesn't remember it, and she's her normal self.
Kinda reminds me of my husband.
What?
So it's tied to the memory loss? Is this a new association?
Well, ever since she moved in, really. Even like a month back on the day we sent the first robot through the anomaly. When I was bouncing ideas off her, she seemed so cold and disinterested. Not like her at all. And then she forgot that conversation.
None of the usual therapies seemed to have any progress. I had Dr. Singh take another look for physical causes, but she still couldn't turn up anything either. To be honest with you, I don't know what to do.
You really need to take it easy, Mayor.
I'm fine. Better than fine. Now the high gravity's gone, I can move around without a wheelchair. All my joints feel younger. Stop treating me like an invalid. There's nothing wrong with me.
Respectfully, your cognitive abilities are in steep decline.
Who told you that?
Pretty much everyone who's spent time around you lately.
They should mind their own business.
Mayor, the final four candidates for the Earth mission are here.
Show them in. Doctor, it's time for you to go.
Aisha Tojo, Mateo Juma, Zainab Juma, and Henry Amadi.
Would that be any relation to Farah Tojo or Arash Amadi?
Her niece, Mayor. Not a close blood relation, but my wife and I picked it as our new last name when we married, as a way of remembering one of our first explorers.
Commendable. And the other two, Jumas, are you related to each other?
Husband and wife. Hello?
Mayor?
Hello?
Mayor, are you okay? Should I call Dr. Singh back?
What? Oh, what I want to ask you is, what does Earth mean to you?
It's our ancestral home, our civilization, our heritage.
Earth is our responsibility. It birthed the people who set our world in motion. Now we're coming full circle to find out what we can do for Earth.
Earth is mystery, an alien planet now. One with an epic history to unravel that'll lead us back to ourselves.
They say space is the final frontier, but I disagree. Coming back home again from space is the final frontier. It's our last mission, our last glory.
So you've already been evaluated for your skills and temperament. That'll do. I'll let you know my choice tomorrow. Dismissed.
What was the
shortest interview I've ever had?
You know, right now I feel like a god.
How's that?
Here I am, the authority, judging and selecting two people free from sin to send off to live the rest of their lives on Earth, forever cut off from us up here in the heavens. They may be the only two human beings on a garden planet that's forgotten us. They'll be Adam and Eve.
Then I take it you're leaning toward the married couple.
It'd be more apt. I mean, we could even send some genetic samples with them to give them a real chance at repopulating the Earth.
Assuming the Earth isn't already populated.
If the human race survived, it's probably evolved into a different species by now. We lost contact with them before we should have been out of range. What year was it?
2223.
I mean on Earth.
I guess around 2210. But their transmission couldn't target us since we weren't on our projected course anymore. Doesn't mean anything happened to them that year.
It's a shame they may not have heard our Tau Ceti reports.
What about our people who got taken back, like your kids? They could have delivered a pretty interesting report in person.
I hope so. Or maybe the aliens killed them, feasted on their bodies the moment they were out of our sight.
We'll never know.
Mateo and Zynab might find out. And they might be able to tell you, though too late for me.
I can't imagine what evidence would be left after so long, and their signal will be the weakest yet.
Marissa will piece it together somehow.
Hello there.
Is that... I mean, Larissa Flint. How can I help you?
It's Eckard.
Oh, good.
You know they're about to repopulate level 4.
Yes. It's disgraceful how fast they're rebuilding. The blind faith of these people is staggering. For them to believe they have a future against all the evidence.
Let's stop them.
I'm interested.
Your organization has plenty of people with skills to build a bomb.
A bomb?
I can get access so we can plant it on level 4 and set it on a timer to go off during the reopening ceremony. That's a lesson they won't be able to ignore or forget.
That could kill dozens of people.
Maybe a lot more if it can punch holes in both the floor and the ceiling. Level 3 is still vacuum, so the people on level 5 could suffocate.
I don't want to murder scores of people.
Why not? Don't you want this world to end?
Not like that. Well, I mean, they'd arrest us all and put an end to our good work.
So what do you want to do? Just chant at them?
We can work with your bomb idea. But we'll put it on the ceiling, just enough yield to take out level 4's atmosphere. And we'll set it off before anybody's up there.
It'll convey our message. It'll show them we won't stand by idly watching them rebuild.
Seems a waste of potential, but if that's all you want to do right now, we can start there. We'll meet tomorrow night if you can have the bomb ready by then.
How do you know Larissa won't be in control tomorrow night?
She'll be sleeping. That makes it easy to overpower her mind.
There, that should do it.
Thanks, Sergei. Is it safe to carry?
It's my first bomb, so I can't call myself an expert. But it hasn't blown me up yet. I think it'll be fine. If you drop it, well, our gravity's so low you'll have plenty of time to catch it.
So it's got a timer interface.
Dead simple interface. Push here to add an hour to the timer, and here to add a minute. This button to clear, and this button to commit.
In case something goes wrong, maybe I'm not the one who should take on this mission. You know this bomb better than anyone, Sergei. Would you like to accompany Eckert on the mission?
Eckert kind of gives me chills. Nothing behind those eyes but grim hatred. And living in Larissa's body, such opposites. I know Eckert is on our side, but her motivations are different from ours. She's not doing this to atone for sin or to please God.
By going with her, you can keep an eye on her and make sure she sticks to the plan.
Okay, Shepard. For the cause, this world must end. There. It's attached.
Activate the bomb.
I'll set a delay of 3 minutes. Committed.
Such a waste to do this when nobody's present, but at least it's a start.
The repair crew's coming up.
Good. You may get some of them after all.
We've got to get out of here, fast!
Follow me. There's another hatch on the north side where they won't see us.
All right, crew. If we work hard, we can get this level finished by the end of the shift and move people back into their homes tomorrow. Sniff that finish line.
Do you want me and Pierre to go back to the electrical fault we were working on yesterday?
Sure. And Martinez and Omaru, you two get that new air processing unit hooked up. Anton, you're with me. The rest of you, start testing each room's plumbing.
Where are we going?
In here.
What's that noise?
I don't...
Up there, on the ceiling.
Whatever it is, we sure didn't place it.
I think it may be an explosive device. Anton, call everybody and tell them to get off this level. I'm going to try to disarm it.
Everybody, we've got a possible bomb situation. We need the whole work detail to evacuate the level immediately.
I wish your mom were here. Chief Tojo was better at this sort of puzzle.
Shit! Out! Get out of the room! Now!
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 24, Two Minds. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Neerham. Salish Peters is David Loftus. The Doomer Priest is Kirsten Greenfield. Larissa Flint is Lindsay Townsend. Communications Chief Marissa Flint is Virginia Hargrove. Ravi Davis is Ed Shaleda. Sergei Kochergin is Alexander Grace. Stone is John Gaunce. Father Kim is David Nagel. Eva Hernandez is Lindsay White. Anton is Briar Rogers. The Doomers included Harry Olson, Jacob Tarbox, and Callista Wong. Dr. Tam Peters is Ahmad A.J. Judah. Henry Amadi is Steve Azetta. Mateo Juma is Richard N. Dr. Singh is Loretta Chang. Zainab Juma is Rue Ryder. The anonymous worker was Psycho Blissy VA. Aisha is Taylor Lane Abs. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Special thanks to our Kickstarter backer, Dave. Sound effects and music, courtesy freesound.org, asoundeffect.com, freepd.com, and audionautics.com. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.